Radio Network, a lengthy in-between break as senior night festivities here at Perry Lee Compton High School. They did that action in between the girls and the boys game. Of course, the boys game on tap here in the next handful of minutes. Brandon Tamman here with you tonight on KMZA, Megan Sturton in studio. If you're just joining us, first game on the girls' side went the way of Perry Lee Compton. That final score, 56-35. So the Cause looking for the sweep here at home tonight on senior night. They will start five seniors and honor them here in the early going. But these two teams, Valley Falls, Perry Lee Compton, they met just 13 short days ago in a makeup game from the fifth place game at the Valley Falls midseason tournament. Believe it or not, it was late January when that game was supposed to be played. But of course, that late January snowstorm came through and they had to push those games out. So back on February 4th, Valley Falls at their gym taking on Perry Lee Compton in what was the fifth place game of the midseason tournament. And it was Perry Lee Compton getting a hard-fought win, 66-60. 13 short days later, these two teams meeting up here tonight at Perry Lee Compton High School, second-to-last game of the regular season for both of these teams. Both of these teams enter tonight with an overall record of 14-7. Both teams right now sitting in the number four spot of their respective regionals, as that's really starting to take shape. You start with Valley Falls on the two-way side, the Mission Valley Regional. Dragons right now, that 14-7 record, good for the number four spot. They're a half game behind St. Mary's in the loss column. The Bears at number three. Jefferson County North entering this week at 15-5. They are the two seed. And right now, Care Paravel, they have all but surely locked up the number one overall seed, Care Paravel, at 18-2 on the season. Perry Lee Compton, also a 14-7 overall record. They are coming off a loss Friday at Sabetha, 43-38. You look at their Class 3A regional, Sabetha, the regional host there. And right now, Perry Lee Compton at 14-7, sitting behind Riverside, who entered this week at 16-5. They're a game up in the win column on the five-seed Heritage Christian, but just depending on how some things shake out, it is believed to at least me, and what I'm thinking right here mathematically, it appears that Perry Lee Compton and Valley Falls are both going to potentially end in that number four spot in their respective regionals, but certainly some other things can happen. They could either drop or maybe move up a touch, but at least more so for Perry Lee Compton, they appear to be locked up at number four, but could drop depending on how these final two games shake out here in the regular season. Again, we are approaching the starting lineups and the tip-off here tonight. Again, these two teams played just a short 13 days ago. Fifth place game and a makeup at the Valley Falls midseason tournament. Perry Lee Compton winning it 66-60. Before we dive into the starting lineups for this one here tonight, just getting you caught up on some of the girls' scores and finals from earlier here this evening. We mentioned the Perry Lee Compton girls victorious over the Dragons, 56-35. Troy defeating Oskaloosa, 53-46. Moorhill Mounts Academy, they won at Jackson Heights, 38-17. Silver Lake, big win at Rossville, 71-31. Hiawatha, a winner at home against Sabetha, 56-33. And also Holton, they lost to Osage City. That final score, 75-25. Getting excited to bring you this one here tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KMZA 103.9 FM. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tamman with you as well. Well, let's dive into the boys' starting lineups here tonight. And we start with the road team per usual. That is Valley Falls, a record of 14-7 overall. They finished 9-1 in league play. Their only loss to Riverside. Now, something to keep note, in terms of the Northeast Kansas League Championship, Riverside, they were playing their final league game tonight against Pleasant Ridge. If Riverside won that game tonight, Riverside would be the league champs. If Pleasant Ridge were to upset Riverside tonight, then it would be Valley Falls, the Northeast Kansas League champs here in 2025. But if the Cyclones win, both teams at 9-1, Cyclones with the league win not that long ago, last week, a one-point winner against the Dragons, they would hold the tiebreaker, and Riverside would be the league champs if they win against Pleasant Ridge here tonight. We'll step aside. Time to get a little patriotic with it. Starting lineups in the tip-off of the boys' game right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game tonight here at Perry LeCompton. Cause playing host to Valley Falls. Let's get right into it. Starting lineups here on KNZA. Road team per usual. That is Valley Falls under head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. His 21st season at the helm. 275 wins in his coaching career here at Valley Falls. 2,187 losses. Damian Cervantes, 6 foot junior, 16.2 and 4.9 rebounds per game. I should say 16.2 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Duncan Alvarenga, 5'9 senior guard, at just over 2 points and 3 rebounds a game. The forward is Clint Seymour, 6'1 senior, 11 points, nearly 7 rebounds a game. You also got on the wing Grayson Miller, a 5'11 junior, 6 points, 3 rebounds a game. And Colin Carney, one of the best in the Northeast Kansas League, 6'2 senior, averaging over 19 points and 8 rebounds per game. So Valley Falls at 14-7. Cervantes, Alvarenga, Carney, Miller, and Seymour. Same record for Perry LeCompton. They are 14-7 under fifth-year head coach Matt Simmons. And with it being senior night, they are starting 5 seniors here tonight to get them on the floor here quickly. Then subs will be made. But Ozzie Eardley, a 6-foot senior, just his 5th game this season. Jacob O'Trimble is 6'3" and a forward. Caleb Confer is 6 feet tall. Ronnie Baker, who's been injured all year, he is going to get an opportunity to step on the floor here tonight and play a minute. Going to get him a bucket, but just a great story there with Ronnie Baker being out all year after suffering an injury during the football season. And Rylan Freeman as well, appearing in his 5th game. As again, 5 seniors in the starting lineup tonight for Matt Simmons and Perry LeCompton. That'll get subbed out pretty quick, but Eardley, O'Trimble, Confer, Freeman, and Baker. Perry LeCompton, the home white uniforms here tonight. Valley Falls, the road black uniforms. How many seats available here tonight? Packed house. These two teams meeting for the second time in 2 weeks. Perry LeCompton winning the first meeting, 66-60. Well, excited to bring it to you here tonight. Perry LeCompton girls won the first game, 56-35. It'll be Jacob O'Trimble to jump again. They're setting it up for Valley Falls. So they're going to take a free bucket here, and that's going to be put in by Duncan Alvarenga, and we're going to come back the other way. Ronnie Baker is going to get a free basket here, and the crowd's going to love that. Second team all-league last year. He was probably the best player coming in, giving a handshake to Caleb Gatzmeyer, the head coach of Valley Falls, for letting Baker come in and see his first action of his senior year. Gets a big hug and slap in the hand of head coach Matt Simmons. Just a cool story here. Ronnie Baker gets a bucket here. And the subs are in now for Perry LeCompton as Dayton Tucker and Colby Krein are on the floor. Ozzie Eardley will stay in there as well alongside Confer and O'Tremble. So a 2-2 tie, 20 seconds in, and now officially off and running here on KNZA. So the first real possession tonight. Here's Alvarenga up top for Valley Falls. 2-2 tie, 30 seconds in. Alvarenga gets it right back from Cervantes, and he forgot to put the dribble down. That is a travel. Our first turnover here tonight against the Dragons. Boy, these two teams want to get up and down. They want to push the pace. Dragons averaging nearly 62 points per game. Perry LeCompton averaging 59 points per game. Both teams at 14-7. Entering the final week of the regular season, both number four in their respective regional standings. Goss first legit possession right to left. Here's Colby Krein. They go under the screen. He'll fire a three, and that's what Colby Krein does. The downtown shooter, Colby Krein, 59 made threes this season, and a 5-2 lead here for Perry LeCompton. Here's Alvarenga right side on the wing, looking for Carney, a post touch. Guarded by O'Tremble. Into the lane, shovels it down, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. Finding Seymour on the left block was Carney, and our first foul going against Caleb Confer. And the Dragons will throw it in underneath. Cause out to a 5-2 lead, 6:48 to go, first quarter. Here's Cervantes to throw it in. Still looking to throw it in. Dumps it back near midcourt between the rings out high to Alvarenga. Right back Cervantes. A three for the tie. It is high off the rim. Batted around a couple times and coming down with it is Dayton Tucker for Perry LeCompton. Cause out to a 5-2 lead about 90 seconds in. Here's Colby Krein with it right side. Now Tucker on the wing. Man-to-man here for the Dragons. Left side of the floor. It's Confer. Two dribbles right. Now around the arc he goes. Hands it off on the right wing to Krein. Back up top, Eardley the touch, playing in his fifth game this season as a senior. Now Krein around a screen. Defended well this time. Good pass by Krein. Corner three, Dayton Tucker. That one halfway down and out. And a rebound for Duncan Alvarenga in Valley Falls. Cause leading 5-2, 2 minutes into this game. Both teams going man-to-man here on the defensive effort. And they're switching back and forth here are the Cause between 2-3 and man. Here's Seymour down low, got good positioning, and Carney finds him on the right block. Flint Seymour up and in for two. Valley Falls working through that zone, 5-4, caused by one, 5:43 to go, first period. Here's Krein, dumps it down, wide open, O'Tremble rejected at the rim by Cervantes, and out of bounds it goes. Cause will keep it underneath, 5:38 to go in the first, 24 on the shot clock. This will be Dayton Tucker to throw it left side of his own backboard. Holds it high off his head. Facing him is Damian Cervantes on the inbounds. Into the corner with Eardley. He'll fire a three, just barely grazed the rim, and then deflected out of bounds. It'll stay here with Perry LeCompton. We'll say that ball did not touch the rim, so the shot clock did not reset. It's at 20. And here come the normal subs and starters now to clear it away for the seniors playing for Perry LeCompton. Leading scorer, Houston Habiger at 16 a game, is on the floor. Easton Graves, Big East leader in assists, is on the floor, and also Caden Baker, the 6'5 junior. The Cause leading at 5-4. Fresh bodies on the floor, 2.5 minutes into the game. And Habiger, his first touch, bumped on the perimeter, defended by Seymour. Now the touch here, right side for Graves. Comes around to screen, dives in, kick left. Tucker curls into the lane, threw a lot of contact, tough shot, defended well, and a rebound cleared away by Colin Carney. One-handed pass into the front court, saved, and a turnover. Good hustle by Easton Graves, forcing the second Dragons turnover here tonight. About 3 minutes in, 5-4, the Perry LeCompton lead on the dribble. Left side, Tucker in the corner, goes baseline, leaves his feet, right side pass, Habiger sets, three, swish. Houston Habiger, the second triple for Perry LeCompton here in the first quarter, and their lead is doubled up. It's 8-4. Now driving on the wing was Damian Cervantes, and a foul against Perry LeCompton. This one going against, I believe, Dayton Tucker. That is the case, his first. So an 8-4 lead here for Perry LeCompton. Into the front court. Valley Falls with the possession down four. Alvarenga is passed to him. Boy, misdirected there by Miller, and it goes beyond the midcourt line for a Dragons turnover. And Coach Gatzmeyer has seen enough, at least early. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it right here. 4:42 to go, first quarter. Parrot Lee Compton here at home, out to an 8-4 lead against Valley Falls. Again, these two teams played 13 days ago, a makeup from the Valley Falls midseason tournament. It was the fifth-place game of that tournament. Game played at Valley Falls 13 days ago, and it was Parrot Lee Compton winning a good one there, that final 66-60. Both these teams 14-7 entering tonight. Parrot Lee Compton will wrap up their regular season schedule Friday at Royal Valley. Valley Falls, after tonight, they'll be on the road at Jackson Heights. League opponents, but both of those games are non-league, both sides. Out of the 30-second timeout, Parrot Lee Compton the double up. They lead it 8-4. Just south of 5 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter. Here's Habiger, works right, hands it off to Easton Graves. Right back to Tucker. Now post touch here for Habiger. Right back to Graves. He'll fade away with a long three, and that one is good. Boy, tough fadeaway triple from the right corner. Graves now his 31st made three this season, and the cause, three threes here in the early going, lead it 11-4. Little bit of a slow stretch here for the Dragons. Right now between the rings, Damian Cervantes averaging 16 points per game. This Valley Falls team, they have two of the best in the league with Carney and Cervantes. They won a two-man game. Alvarenga into the corner. Nice ball fake with Miller. Back to Cervantes up top. His three from straightaway might have been partially blocked. They're going to say it was not. Out of bounds, an air ball, and back to Parrot Lee Compton. Now kind of a forced shot. Head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer doesn't appear to be too pleased with that decision straightaway. So here is Parrot Lee Compton with Baker up top. Now Habiger left side on the wing. Leading score for the cause at 16 per game. 3:37 to go in the first. Cause leading it by 7. Here's Baker on the dribble. Right side on the wing. Now Graves on a curl. Working back between the rings out high. Wants a screen by Baker. Defended well by Cervantes. Now Habiger. Right back to Graves. He'll get in the lane. Sidestep. High off the window. Rattles in there for two. Easton Graves. His second basket. A quick 5 spot for him. Largest lead for the cause here early, it's 13-4. Quick three on the way, yes, from the right wing. Big shot, Brayson Miller. His 25th made three this season. 5 minutes in, 3 to go in the first. 13-7, Parrot Lee Compton. Cause into the front court with Graves. He broke the single season assist record in their win last week against Royal Valley. Tucker left a baseline floater short, and it's cleared away by Colin Carney. Dragons down 6, looking to chip away here at 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Alvarenga, now Carney up top straight away, finding it to Miller on the right wing, and it's knocked out of bounds. Dragons will keep with 21 seconds on the shot clock. 2:36 to go in the opening 8 minutes. Cervantes to throw it in front of the Parrot Lee Compton bench, near side, into the corner. It is Flint Seymour. Alvarenga up top, 3-2 zone right now being applied by the cause. Miller, left wing, nice ball fake, got a man in the air. Now short corner with Seymour, his pass deflected, but Cervantes gathering, fading away, tough shot with the right hand, and a long rebound knocked out of the hands of Brayson Miller, and a foul on Parrot Lee Compton. They'll get Colby Crine with his first, and team foul number 3. Fresh shot clock here for the Dragons, 2:19 to go in the opening quarter, they trail 13-7. Alvarenga picks it up left side on the wing. Miller, no hesitation. Corner three, hits high off the rim. Baker fighting strong for the Parrot Lee Compton rebound. Here's Dayton Tucker into the front court. Angles left on the wing. Now back a little bit more ahead of the circle. Puts the dribble down up top straight away. It's Houston Habiger. Right side to Graves on the wing. Under 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Cervantes a near steal. But getting it back is Graves. Into the corner with Tucker. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Klein around a screen. Deep right wing. Three. Knocked it down. Another three from Colby Klein. That is three-pointer number 60 on the season. 16-7 Parrot Lee Compton at 95 seconds to go in the first 8 minutes. Now Tucker knocks it away at midcourt. It's a steal. And then Carney gets back and knocks it out of bounds. Good transition defense. But the cause force a turnover. And we'll see a couple Parrot Lee Compton subs. Key player off the bench here, Thomas Marcelino. He's played some good minutes this season. And Caleb Confer, the senior, right back in as well. 90 seconds to go. Here's Confer, high post. Now right elbow, left side, they set it up. Graves, open three, just barely grazed the rim. Krein able to save it, but out of bounds it goes. And the Dragons get it back. Good hustle by Krein, just a little misdirection on the pass with his back away from everybody underneath. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Dragons get the ball back, but trail here at Perry LeCompton, 16-7. Duncan Alvarenga into the front court, down the middle, gets it right back from Miller on the left wing. Miller back to Alvarenga. Looks right, nothing there, right back to Miller. Now Miller working it back with the dribble, skips it to Alvarenga now in the right corner. Marcelino closing out, now Carney at the elbow. Good pass to Miller in the corner. Contested three, halfway down and out. Seymour gets the offensive rebound, gets a body in the air, and he gets it in with contact. Big rebound and two-pointer there for Flint Seymour. 41 seconds to go, 16-9, Perry LeCompton. And then an illegal screen is going to be called up top. It's going against Thomas Marcelino, his first. And the second turnover on Perry LeCompton. 37.6 seconds remain, so 2.6 separating the shot clock and game clock here. Right now a 7-point deficit for Valley Falls. Let's see how they handle this scenario here late in the opening quarter. Two steps in front of midcourt on the dribble. It is Damian Cervantes. So far scoreless here tonight, averaging over 16 per game. Alvarenga straight away. Waist-high dribbles with the left. Picks it up on the left wing. Cervantes, ball faking in the corner. Skips it to nobody on the right wing. Out of bounds for a Dragons turnover. Well, I think he was trying to dart that in the paint to Carney, but just way above his head, and then nobody there to gather on the right wing. So Perry LeCompton, shot clock turned off. 10 seconds to go here, leading 16-9. With the dribble up top, Houston Habiger gets to the elbow, and his footing slipped a touch, and he's called for a travel. So 4 seconds to go here for the Dragons. They got to go the full length of the floor. Cervantes, heavy with the dribble, gets to half court. This one will count if it goes. Oh, it was halfway down and out from midcourt. My goodness. Either way, it did not go, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter here in the boys' game tonight. The home team, Perry LeCompton Cause, leading the road team, Valley Falls Dragons, 16-9 after the first 8 minutes. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good atmosphere tonight here at Perry LeCompton High School. Our boys' game going to the second quarter. Valley Falls here on the road, trailing the Cause. Our score after one is 16-9. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tamma with you. 6 points, couple of threes from Colby Krein, 5 from Easton Graves, 3 from Houston Habiger, and 2 from Ronnie Baker. Great stuff seeing Ronnie get in for the first time this season after an injury during the football season. It's kept him out the entire basketball season, but honoring him here on senior night with a free basket. Here's Habiger from the right elbow, missing a shot, but Caleb Confer, right place, right time for an offensive rebound and stick back for 2. Perry LeCompton doubling up once again, 18-9. 25 seconds into the second. First possession on offense. Carney down low. He missed the shot, but he's fouled. Good pass from the left corner to the left block. Miller to Carney. And Carney to the line to shoot 2. They get the foul on Caden Baker, his first. And the first on either side here in this second quarter. Carney's first free throw is in there. And his first point here tonight. Leading scorer and rebounder for Valley Falls, averaging north of 19 points and 8 boards a game. That was his 44th made free throw, make it his 45th made free throw there. He goes 2 for 2, and it's 18-11. Perry LeCompton, 30 seconds into the second. Back up the floor. Here's Easton Graves. Head down, right pass. Baker, shot might have been blocked from behind, but it hit the rim twice. Con for another offensive rebound here. Second possession here. Driving in left wing, a whistle and a foul. Driving was Graves. And the foul going against Duncan Alvarenga. He'll pick up his first. And team foul number one on the Dragons here in the second quarter. Colby Krein checks back in. Houston Habiger gets a seat. Baker, they set him up on the inbounds. Beautifully done. Easy two off the window with the right hand for Caden Baker. His first deuce tonight, extending the Cause lead at 20-11. We have played 1 minute of the second quarter here tonight. Alvarenga handing off to Miller up top. He couldn't keep the pivot foot down. That is turnover number six on Valley Falls. And another time going to be burned here by Gatzmeyer, head coach of Valley Falls. This time it's a full. We'll follow suit. Currently Compton 20, Valley Falls 11. Just under 7 minutes to go in the first half here in our boys' game tonight. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We had a little bit longer of a break between the girls and boys contests here tonight. Senior night festivities here at Perry LeCompton High School. Here on KNZA, I'm Brandon Tem and Megan Sturton, our KNZA producer. Appreciate it very much, as always, each and every night. Final week of the regular season underway in high school basketball. Second to last game for both these teams with postseason action starting next week. Right out the timeout, a three by Krein, missing left corner, and a whistle and a foul going against the Cause on the rebound attempt. And they get this foul on Dayton Tucker. That is his second. And team foul number two as Houston Habiger checks back in for Dayton Tucker. 6:46 to go until the half. Cause leading it 20-11. And led it 16-9 at the end of one, just getting going in quarter number two. Valley Falls, Cervantes into the front court. Chandler Martins, a sophomore, has checked into the game here. And there's a steal by Habiger inside. Another turnover here by Valley Falls. Habiger, a little sidestep, looking for a pass into the corner. But a whistle and a foul. It shouldn't be a shooting foul because Habiger passed out of what could have been a shot. It's got to be on the floor. Okay. About to say, one of the officials said shooting originally. But he passed out of the shot, so Causer throwing it in underneath, and Carney comes away with a steal. Little one-on-one with Baker, but he gets called for a carry into the front court. Boy, some ill-advised turnovers here on Valley Falls in this first half. That is eight first-half turnovers for the Dragons. About 2 minutes into the second, 9-point Cause lead. They're right back into the front court from right to left on the dribble, Easton Graves. Goes hard to the lane, scoops it up and in. How about that pretty finish from Easton Graves, who's got seven here in the first half. That leads Perry LeCompton, and it's a double up once again, this time 22-11. 2 minutes in, six to go here in the second quarter. Here's Martins up top, two dribbles right, left wing to Miller. Right back to Chandler Martins up top. Right back to Miller. Now Carney had it knocked away at the elbow, taken away by Baker. Another steal and turnover here. Here's Habiger, left wing, trying to go baseline, cut off. Good defense by Seymour. Now Graves, high post, action, gets it back up top. Now Krein straight away, thought about a three. Cervantes closing out. Now Graves driving, blocked. Good defense there by Martins. Getting it back there was Graves. Second chance. Here's Habiger. Long two straight away. Difficult shot. Houston Habiger, one of the best in the league, and he's got five. 24-11. It's a Baker's dozen now for the Cause here at home. Here's Martins right side on the wing. About 3 minutes into this second. Now Miller in the left corner. Double dribbles right. Works it back wing. Straight chest pass to Martins here. Goes baseline. Now back down into the right corner. Now short corner. Cutting. Seymour. Nicely done on the pass, but missing was Carney. And what's the call? They might have got a goaltend there underneath. And that is the call, so count the basket for Colin Carney. He's got four. Fortunate there for Valley Falls. And now we get another timeout called, this one by Perry LeCompton. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Get our timeouts on KNZA, presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Again, Perry LeCompton leading this game 24-13. Easton Graves, 7 here in the first half. Colby Klein has 6. Houston Habiger has 5. Scoring for Valley Falls, 4 apiece. Colin Carney and Flint Seymour. 3 points for Brayson Miller. And 2 points for Duncan Alvarenga. Both these teams in line for a top 4 seed in their regionals. Right now, both the number 4 seed in their respective regionals entering tonight. Class 2A for Valley Falls, the Mission Valley Regional. Behind only Care Paravel, Jefferson County North, and St. Mary's. Perry LeCompton in 3A, the number 4 spot in the Sabetha Regional. Right now behind Riverside, who currently sits at that number 3 spot. Out of the timeout, Cause with the possession, leading by 11. Here's Crying, diving in, kicking left. Habiger open for 3, rattles it in. Beautiful find by Crying. Second triple tonight for Houston Habiger. He's got 51 made threes this season. Cause making it rain. It's 27-13. 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Long pass, Miller open, left corner 3. This one missing a little bit strong. Habiger able to get the rebound and get it off to Crine. Here's Crine, good pace into the front court, far sideline, keeping the dribble on the right wing. Now Graves up top. Here's a post touch. O'Trimble back in. Now Habiger, heat track. Straight away 3. It's Houston Habiger again. 3 threes, 11 points for Houston Habiger, and it's 30-13, Perry LeCompton. Pouring it on here with the outside shot in the second quarter. Here's a for Carney, losing it, and it's taken away by Habiger. Another turnover for Valley Falls. And the Dragons falling behind here, past the halfway point of the second quarter. Here's Crine, casual dribbles on the right wing. Man-to-man defense here for the Dragons. Marcelino a touch, hands it off to Graves on the right wing. Curls to the elbow, left side, gets all the way inside, can't make the shot up close, and a rebound for Colin Carney. Pretty good look there, but unable to convert. Carney darts it, Seymour for 2, yes. Beautiful feed there for Colin Carney, and Clint Seymour with 6 here in the first half. Desperately needed that if you were the Dragons. 30-15, Perry LeCompton at 3:13 to go in the first half. In between the rings, out high, left side, Habiger, thought about the heat check, closed out by Seymour. Now Marcelino, dribbling around the arc, he'll pull up, 18, that was a brick off the right rim, and cleared away by Martins for Valley Falls. Can the Dragons chip away, down 15, under 3 minutes to go in the half. In between the rings, out high, calling the play, Damian Cervantes. Little three-man game up top with the weave, Martins in the corner for 3, high off the front rim, short. Tipped into the hands of Seymour, and then he's fouled on the floor before the shot. So Seymour with the offensive rebound. Perry LeCompton foul on Easton Graves. That is his first. And team foul number 3. Caden Baker, Caleb Confer, and Dayton Tucker all checking back in here for Perry LeCompton. Habiger and Crine, the two that'll stay on here for the Cause. Cervantes, quick trigger, corner 3, this one off the heel, fighting for the rebound, ripped away by Seymour, his second offensive rebound on this possession alone. Carney right back up top to Martins, Brayson Miller, open left wing 3, this one missing off the front rim, and a rebound cleared away by Dayton Tucker. 2:20 to go in the half, here's Tucker wanting to go coast to coast, got knocked in the eye and tripped up a bit, working towards the bucket, and a foul against the Dragons. That appears to be Flint Seymour, his first. And the third team foul, so both teams one foul to give here. 2:18 to go in the half. It's a 30-15 Perry LeCompton advantage here at home. Here's Baker straight up top. Waistline dribbles with the right hand. Coming to get it, Colby Klein right there straight away. Gets a Habiger screen. Dayton Tucker, time to set his feet for 3. Bottoms from the left corner. Dayton Tucker gets in on the action. Timeout. Valley Falls. Another triple bin. Poured in by the Cause here in this second quarter, and it's 33-15, 18 points, the largest lead here in this first half for the Cause tonight. Again, that timeout presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. My goodness, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes made already for Perry LeCompton in this first half. One from Dayton Tucker, two from Colby Krein, three made by Houston Habiger, who leads the way with 11, and Easton Graves also a downtown triple in the first quarter. A 16-9 lead after one for the Cause. They have ballooned it to 18 with 2:03 to go in this first half. Second to last game of the regular season for both of these teams. They will both play league opponents on Friday, but both non-league games. Both teams wrapping up their league schedules last week. Here's Carney driving in from the high post. Floats it, misses with the left hand, but able to gather his own miss for a second chance. He'll fade away. That one short as well. And finally cleared away for Perry LeCompton's Houston Habiger. Two really good looks for Carlin Carney. He's pretty sure fire from that close range, but neither falling right there. Coming up on the final 90 seconds of this first half, Perry LeCompton in control, leading 33-15. Right now on the dribble left wing. It is Tucker. Gets it right back from Krein. Here's a post touch for Baker. Shovels it to Confer, but he missed the shot. Oh, boy, million-dollar move with a 10-cent finish. Here comes Carney in the front court, back down to the right corner. Now Martin's on the right wing. Carney, lefty, open, three. This one missing strong and high for the rebound. Houston Habiger for Perry LeCompton. Another good look for Carney, just couldn't convert. Final 60 seconds of the first half. Perry LeCompton, an 18-point lead. Here's Krein with it. Now Habiger goes baseline. Long right-handed floater. He spins it in there. Another difficult finish for Houston Habiger. He has got 13 to lead all scores, and it's 35-15. Perry LeCompton, Cervantes trying to answer, and he buries a straightaway deep triple. First points tonight for Cervantes, 35-18. Perry LeCompton, final 31 seconds. 2-second difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. Matt Simmons barking, saying let's try to play for the final shot if we can, at least take it down as far as we can. Never mind, Habiger a three, left it well short. And Matt Simmons didn't like that. Rebound for Valley Falls and Cervantes, and then Cervantes into the front court, fouled by Caden Baker, his second, and team foul number four. So again, Matt Simmons not pleased with that shot attempt by Habiger. So the Dragons get an opportunity with the shot clock turned off. 14.5 ticks remaining in the half. 35-18. It's been all Cause. Here's Cervantes. Big around the screen. Dumps it down. Wide open. Seymour for two. Nicely done. Assist Cervantes. 3 seconds to go here. It's Graves. 40 feet at the buzzer. It's short, and that takes us to the halftime break. A fairly dominant first half for Perry LeCompton here at home, although Seymour gets a bucket late there for Valley Falls to chip it down just a touch. Get our boys game at the half. Perry LeCompton 35 and Valley Falls 20. Halftime show coming your way next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving. On the road or in the field, let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Duran and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Duran with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game at the half here at Perry Compton tonight. The Caws with seven first half threes. They right now lead Valley Falls 35-20 here at the halftime break. Again, presented by Highland Community College. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. All right, let's go through some of the first half numbers in this Perry Compton 15-point lead currently over Valley Falls. Again, seven triples, three of them from Houston Habiger. He led all scorers in the first half with 13 points. Colby Krein had two threes and 6 points. Easton Graves had 7 points and one of those threes as well. Dayton Tucker knocked down a three for his three tonight in the first half. And then 2 points apiece from Caleb Confer and Ronnie Baker. Good stuff there, seeing Baker on the floor for the first time this season on senior night. For Valley Falls, Flint Seymour leading the way, 6'1 senior, 8 points and 3 rebounds. 4 points from Colin Carney. 3 points apiece from Damian Cervantes and Brayson Miller. And then 2 points as well from Duncan Alvarenga. Some of the team numbers in the first half. Perry Compton, 4 turnovers, very good in that regard, just 10 rebounds. Did not shoot a free throw. And of course, the big stat, 7 triples. For the Caws in the first 2 quarters of action. Valley Falls, they hit 2 threes. They were 2 for 2 at the free throw line. They had 10 turnovers and 11 rebounds. 16-9 the advantage for Perry after one. 19-11 their advantage in the second. 35-20 Caws leading here at the halftime break. Our stats, as always, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tenke, Kay Ondler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Boys game at the half here at Perry Compton tonight. Home team Caws in control. They lead Valley Falls by a score of 35-20. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tedman with you. Again, Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. Just going through some of the girls' finals from Northeast Kansas here earlier tonight. If you're just joining us, it was all Perry LeCompton. Shouldn't say all because it was a game of runs. Ultimately, in the end, Lady Cause defeating the Dragons 56-35. Northeast Kansas League play, you had Troy over Oskaloosa 53-46. Moore Hill Mounts Academy won at Jackson Heights 38-17. Again, these are girls' finals. Jefferson County North, a big-time win on the road at Horton 55-51. And also some finals in the Big East tonight. Silver Lake 71-31 over Rossville. Hiawatha defeated Sabetha. Girls' final again 56-33. Final 2-minute timeout. Boys' second half coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting ready to start the second half here at Perry LeCompton tonight, boys game. Well, again, the story has been Perry LeCompton in the outside shot. One of the best three-point shooting teams in the Big East came in north of 33% as a team from beyond the arc, and seven triples made in the first half for the Cause, three of them by Houston Habiger. He's got a game-high 13, a 19-11 second-quarter advantage for the home team Cause. And as we get ready to start the third quarter, Valley Falls trailing here. It is 35-20. All right, getting ready to rock and roll here. Carney on the floor. Miller, Alvarenga, Cervantes. Appears to be the starters here. And Brayson Miller, or correction, Seymour Miller. Carney, Alvarenga, Cervantes, and it will be Dayton Tucker, Colby Krein, Easton Graves, Caden Baker, and also Houston Habiger. Starting things out here, the normal starting five here for Perry LeCompton as they change it up on senior night to begin this game earlier. Right to left now, Valley Falls on the possession here in the second half. 20 seconds in, they got 15 on the shot clock. Cervantes in the lane, darts a pass right into the hands of Miller for three. Can't get that one to go left side, and running off the rebound was Easton Graves here. He'll take it coast to coast, left to right, all the way. A right-handed finish from the left side of the floor. 9 for Easton Graves, and it's 37-20, Perry LeCompton. Here's Carney straight away. Now Miller trying to find Carney, but Cervantes right wing found a look for three, missed off the right rim, and Seymour right there for the offensive rebound and stick back for two. Boy, Seymour, the only consistent offense here for the Dragons tonight. He's got 10 of the 22, 15-point Perry-Lee Compton lead, 105 played in this third quarter. Right now on the dribble, casual high left, now dumping high post, Haviger turning, facing, firing, and knocking it down. Graves, another assist. Haviger, he is smooth with that mid-range J. 39-22 Perry-Lee Compton. Here's Seymour, up top, right side. Alvarenga, now Cervantes, back up top Alvarenga. He'll go to Miller. Carney, a post touch left side. Turning, facing, firing, nearly banking it in, but it's no good. Rimming out there, Caden Baker the rebound for Perry-Lee Compton. Cross slowing the pace here into the front court. With Easton Graves, entered tonight with 129 assists this season, shattering a school record a week or so ago in the game against Royal Valley. Here's Krein back to Graves. He'll fire and deliver a three deep on the left wing. Graves starting to heat up. He's got two baskets already, now 12 in the game. Those two baskets I mentioned here in the third quarter. We've played two-plus minutes. It is 42-22, largest lead for the cause at 20. Here's Alvarenga right side to Miller on the wing. Bouncing one into the corner, Cervantes. Back to the right wing with Miller. Puts it on the dribble to the free throw line. Gets it right back up top. Now Cervantes, 9 seconds here on the shot clock. It is Cervantes. Expect him to go to work on Tucker. Gets to the baseline. Now Carney, 2 seconds, spinning, turning, firing, left it short. On a fadeaway J, cleared away by Caden Baker. Cause all the momentum into the front court. Haviger, baseline drive, darts a pass, Krein a triple, yes. My goodness, Colby Krein, 3 threes and 9 points. 45-22, it's all cause here in the early going in the third. Carney trying to answer with a straightaway three. It's on target, but long off the heel. Another rebound for Haviger, and Perry-Lee Compton slowing it up. And that's what head coach Matt Simmons is telling him here on this possession. Boy, what another fast first few minutes here in this quarter. Krein, heat check right side. Yes, he did it again. Colby Krein, my goodness. 4 threes and 12 points, and it's a 26-point margin. 48-22 cause, the outside shot. And here on the other end, a travel called against Brayson Miller. 11 turnovers for Valley Falls. Timeout, Dragons. They got to slow down this pace. Cause blowing it open. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 4:35 to go, third quarter. 48-22, Perry-Lee Compton. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 15-point lead for Perry-Lee Compton at the half has turned to 48-22. Not even to the halfway point here in the third quarter. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tedman with you. Cause have jumped out to a 13-2 run here to begin the second half, and they continue to do it via the outside shot. Now 10 made threes tonight for Perry-Lee Compton. 4 off the hand of Colby Krein. 3 off of Houston Haviger. 2 from Easton Graves. 1 as well from Dayton Tucker, an elite outside shooting team. And they're knocking him down here tonight. Marcelino in the game, missing a turnaround in the paint. Rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. That was Brayson Miller into the front court after the rebound. Gets it right back up top. Now to the halfway point here in the third quarter. It's a 26-point Perry-Lee Compton advantage. Alvarenga caught in the left corner. Back high left. Gets it right back from Cervantes. Nice feed. And a shot is up and good. Seymour the assist, cutting and finishing was Carney, who's got 6. 48-24, that puts a brief little stop to that 13-2 run. Still a 24-point Perry-Lee Compton lead. Confer, right block, losing, back out into the corner with Tucker. Now Graves, 17 on the shot clock here for the cause. Krein now deep left on the wing. Now 35 feet away from the basket, Marcelino to Confer. Back out to Tucker, left side 3, this one not there. Fighting for the rebound, it's out of bounds, and it'll go to Valley Falls. Pretty decent look once again, but Tucker couldn't convert. And the Dragons, a little bit of pace into the front court with Damian Cervantes with 3:20 to go in this third quarter. Cause lead is 48-24. Marcelino nearly came away with a steal inside. Miller looking for Carney on the block, and the Dragons will keep underneath. 3:16 to go in the third, 23 on the shot clock. Cervantes gets it right back from Carney for three. Yes, knocking it down from the left corner. Damian Cervantes, his second three tonight. Six in the game, 48-27 is our score at 3 minutes to go here in the third. Here's Krein, left side, one dribble right. Now Graves on the wing, Marcelino in the post. Had it knocked away, Cervantes out of bounds, far side of the floor. Couple subs in here, Houston Habiger, Caden Baker. And replacing Marcelino and Tucker for Perry Lee Compton. Far side of the floor, Habiger to throw it in. 20 on the shot clock, 2:54 left in the third. Cause leading at 48-27. It is the point guard, Easton Graves. Now crying, oh, pass inside to Baker, too much muscle on it, and it's taken away. Turnover, Perry Lee Compton. Carney all the way to the rack, and one. Carney with a nice finish and a chance for one more. It's been a quiet night for Colin Carney. He's got eight. Five rebounds as well. The foul on Caden Baker, his third, and team foul number one on either side here in the third quarter. Carney missed the free throw. Can't cap the three-point play. Rebound for Habiger. Now whistle and a timeout here for Matt Simmons and Perry Lee Compton. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 2:39 to go third quarter. Perry Lee Compton 48. And Valley Falls 29. Our boys game continues after a 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perry Lee Compton boys looking for their 15th win of the season and control as we're coming down the late portions of the third quarter. Boys game tonight at Perry Lee Compton. Cause leading Valley Falls. It is 48-29. As just a moment ago, it was up to as high as 24 points on the lead, but Dragons trying to chip away. Still time, 2:35, clock moving third quarter. Cause into the front court, left to right with Graves on the dribble. Works it left, Confer on a curl, up top to Habiger. He'll go between the legs, he'll get in the lane, he'll stop, kick to Confer, dives in right. Now Colby Krein the touch. Little hesitation on the right wing. Now back up top to Easton Graves, 10 on the shot clock here. Graves working left, curls, tried to dump it down to Baker, but a whistle and a foul on the floor with 7 on the shot clock. And checking the foul here, it is Duncan Alvarenga. That is his second and the first on the Dragons. So a reset of the shot clock here for the Cause. They set it up for Graves off the down screen for three. And the storyline continues. The outside shot, make it three triples tonight for Easton Graves. And it's 51-29 Cause at 2 minutes to go here in the third. Cervantes trying to answer left wing. It was on target but long. Pulled in by Caden Baker. He's tied up with Carney. And who did they get a foul on here? They get Confer with the foul for Perry Lee Compton. I'm not sure. He wasn't even close to that rebound attempt, but that's his second. And the Dragons have it underneath. Here's Brayson Miller, ball faking left wing, two dribbles in the lane. A shot was good, but a foul on the floor. So wave off that shot. Foul on Easton Graves for reaching in on that drive. Team foul number three on the Cause, 1:48 to go in the third. Fresh shot clock here for the Dragons. They got a lot of work to do. They're down 51-29. Here's Carney turning left on a double team in the post through contact. Yes, a little bit of a fade to that short jumper. And Colin Carney having his best quarter tonight. And he's up to 10 points and 5 rebounds. 51-31, Perry Lee Compton by 20. 90 seconds to go here in the third. Haviger left wing, hands it off to Confer right there, works right of a Baker screen. Now Krein has it, shaded more right, works wing right, and gets it off to Graves, diving in, kicks it back into the corner with Krein. Right back to Graves, he'll try again, this one short, and a rebound for Confer on the offensive side. Second chance opportunity and a fresh shot clock here. 65 seconds left in the quarter, 28 here on the shot clock for the Cause. Looking for Confer inside, Cervantes read it, and a steal here for the Dragons. Cervantes coast to coast off the window, banks it in. Good touch there, Damian Cervantes in transition, he's got 8. 51-33 Cause, 49 seconds to go in the third. And Easton Graves between the rings, out high on the dribble. Gets a Baker screen, works left, there's the cut. Baker lost the handle on the pass, and it's out of bounds, but last touch by Brayson Miller. Couldn't quite get the handle for the steal. And the Cause have the possession, 19 seconds to go on the shot clock, 37.6 on the game clock, 51-33, the Perry LeCompton lead. Graves to throw it in right side of his own backboard. Baker wide open. He's rejected down low by Seymour, but they blow him for the foul. Seymour picks up his second. Caden Baker to the line to shoot two for Perry LeCompton. First free throw attempts for Perry LeCompton in this game tonight. And Baker, he has struggled from the line, just 37.7%. But right on cue, he knocks down the first tier and has 3 points tonight. 52-33 Cause. There's going to be 1 second on the difference here between the shot clock and the game clock. As Baker goes 2 for 2 and gets it back to a 53-33 advantage for the Cause. Jenner Young has checked into the game here for Valley Falls, taking the spot of Flint Seymour. The Dragons have to work the full length of the floor as Lucas Bernasic has also checked in. So Coach Gatzmeier going a little bit deep into the bench here in the third quarter. Quick three by Miller. Carney, the offensive rebound, and he puts it back up and in. Right spot for Colin Carney. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. 53-35. Cause lead is 18. And they can't play for the final shot. Shot clock turned off here. Haviger on the dribble, in between the rings, Carney facing, down to 7, down to 5, Haviger going to work on Carney, spins in the lane, little fake, little shot, that is beautifully done at the buzzer, Houston Haviger, one of the best one-on-one players in the Big East, showing out tonight with 17 points, boys game at the end of the third quarter, Perry LeCompton, a 20-point advantage over Valley Falls, it is 55-35, we're back in 30 seconds, fourth quarter action, coming your way next.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fourth quarter action here on KMZA at Perry LeCompton tonight. Megan Sturton, our producer, always appreciate it. Brandon Tadman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The three ball has been the story and has been all season for Perry LeCompton. They are an elite outside shooting team. They have made double-digit threes here tonight. And their lead against Valley Falls as we start the fourth quarter is 55-35. Left to right, opening possession for the Cause with that big lead. Here's Tucker driving in from the right wing. Gets in front of the free throw line. Left side to Haviger. He'll ball fake. Now fire a deep one. This one no good. Offensive rebound though for O'Tremble. Left side, Dayton Tucker along two. Credit O'Tremble with the rebound and assist. Tucker now with 5. 57-35. Perry LeCompton 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Dragons trying to answer. Cervantes deep. Away three. It is off the heel. Maybe a touch right. Rebound for Dayton Tucker. And Perry LeCompton slowing the pace with a 22-point lead early in the fourth quarter. Here's O'Tremble. Left side to Tucker on the wing. Trimble sets the screen. Nothing on the roll. Now Haviger again. Gets in the lane. Right side to Krein. He likes that spot. And rightfully so as he knocks down another three. five threes tonight for Colby Krein, which gives him 63 made on the season. 60-35. Carr is out in front by 25 points. Here's Cervantes, high right. Gets a Carney screen. Switch well there by the Carr on the defense. Here's Grayson Miller. Long pass to him in the right corner. Works back to the right wing. About 90 seconds into this fourth and final quarter. Carney, floater in the lane, trying to fight for his own rebound, able to get it, and then he throws it into Easton Graves and a turnover by the Dragons. Up the floor, missing the shot was Krein. Cervantes trying to get back up the floor quickly here as Cervantes gets it off to Carney. Left side three, got it to go, rattled it in there. Colin Carney having a good second half. He's got 15, his first three tonight. 60-38, the Cause lead at 22, about 2 minutes into the fourth and final quarter. Here's Graves, casual between the leg dribbles. O'Trimble on the screen, had it knocked away, gets it right back, works in the lane. Dayton Tucker, a left side three, missing short off the left rim, and a rebound cleared away by Jenner Young. Cervantes, long up the floor, Vernasic the touch, he'll fire a three, this one off the heel, right into the hands of Dayton Tucker, his fourth rebound tonight, and Matt Simmons has seen enough, he wants to burn a timeout. Believe it's a 30, let's check it. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout on KNZA, again presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tadler with you. Barry LeCompton going for the sweep tonight. Girls final 56-35. And the boys right now in control, 60-38. 22-point margin for the Cause early on here in this fourth quarter tonight. But again, the three ball has been the story as Houston Habiger leads the way with 17 for the Cause. He has hit three threes. Colby Krein has 15 on five threes. Easton Graves has 15 on three threes. Dayton Tucker's also knocked down a three as well. But just the outside shot, crucial tonight for Perry LeCompton as they have built a 22-point lead, 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Out of the timeout from left to right, Habiger, why not? Missing this one straight away, fighting for the rebound and a whistle and a foul. As hitting the floor was Ryland Freeman, who has checked back into the game. They get Colin Carney, I believe, on the foul. And that is his first tonight. And the first foul on either side here in the fourth quarter. We're at 5:26 to go, and they're going to get a five count and a turnover. Ozzie Erdley was unable to get that ball in, so Coach Matt Simmons again on senior night, getting some of those seniors back involved in this game with under 5.5 minutes to go, his team leading by 22. Here's Cervantes into the front court to Carney left side. Hop step in the lane, floater left hand, couldn't get the soft touch. Chipped out into the hands of Colby Krein, his third rebound. Long pass up the floor, nobody home, and out of bounds it goes for a turnover. Right back into the game, Dayton Tucker for Perry LeCompton. He'll take the spot of Houston Habiger. So again, Matt Simmons, as long as this team holds on to this fairly sizable lead, I would think a lot of these seniors who not played a ton this year will get a really good chance to contribute here in the final 5 minutes. 60-38, Perry LeCompton in control. Here's Miller with it for the Dragons. Cervantes, quick trigger right side, can't knock down that three. Carney there, puts it back up and in, and one. Colin Carney going off here in the second half. He has got 17, with 13 of it coming here in the second half. The foul was on Conn for his third, and Carney able to knock in the free throw and cap that three-point play. He's got 18 to lead the Dragons tonight. 19-point lead for the Cause at 4:44 to go in the fourth. Here's Erdley up top to Krein. He's made five threes tonight. Gets to the free throw line, trying to find a pass through traffic, and they call a kick against the Dragons. A right foot got a touch by Bernasic. So a new shot clock here for the Cause underneath. 4:35 to go in the game. They lead the Dragons 60-41. Long pass behind the three-point line. Tucker now early in the corner. He'll fire a three. Nearly got it. No good. Deflects out into his hands for an offensive rebound. He'll fade away. That one halfway down and out. Boy, the crowd really wanted that one. Seymour pushing it up the floor. But tipped out of bounds, far sideline. And they're going to say last touch by Perry LeCompton. But the Cause will keep it. 4:19 to go. They're down 19. Yeah, Ozzie Erdley had multiple looks there. This near packed gymnasium was ready to explode for that one to go in. Here's Carney, quick trigger, right corner, and he gets the touch for three. Boy, it hit the rim four times and fell through from the right corner. Second three tonight for Carney. He's got 21 to lead all scorers, and all of a sudden, 4 minutes to go, it's a 16-point game. Here's Krein with it up top. Now Erdley, he'll fire. This one not there again. And a rebound here for Jenner Young. And it looks like Coach Simmons probably going to bring a couple starters back in because Dragons are trying to make things interesting here late. There's a missed shot. Offensive rebound for Jenner Young. His putback, no. Another chance here from Miller. Into the corner with Bernasic. Cervantes fading left for three, and a huge shot is in there. Third three, Damian Cervantes, and it's all of a sudden, with 3.5 minutes to go, a 13-point game. Here comes O'Trimble back into the game. Easton Graves as well. Houston Habiger. So the seniors that don't play much couldn't keep the lead at a good arm's length. And Coach Matt Simmons having to put some key starters back in to close this one out with 3:30 to go. 1 point, a 24-point lead, but down to 13 with 3:25 to go. There's a foul on the perimeter going on the Dragons, and Brayson Miller hit second, and the second team foul here in the fourth quarter. The Cause just trying to hold on. They've been in control all night, but the Dragons here with a late push. Here's Habiger. O'Trimble. Right back to Habiger, left wing. Little inside-out game. Now Habiger throwing one up. He is bodied to the floor, leaning to his right. He drew some contact. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Jenner Young picks up his first foul tonight, third in the quarter. And here's Houston Habiger at the line to shoot two. Just the second trip for Perry LeCompton at the stripe tonight. And the first free throw pure by Houston Habiger, one of the top free throw shooters in the Big East at 83%. First point here for him in the fourth quarter. His second, that one long, rebound for Jenner Young. And Valley Falls, 3:10 to go, 61-47, caused by two tutties. Here's Carney from straight away. It was on target but short. Chasing down that rebound was Dayton Tucker for Perry LeCompton. Boy, that would have made things a little more interesting if Carney was able to knock that one down. 2:55 to go in the game. 14-point cause lead with the possession. Running some time here off the clock with the three-man weave up top. Right now on the dribble, it's Graves. Kicks it, Krein, left corner. Three might have been partially blocked, and it's corralled underneath by Jenner Young, who's got five rebounds all here in the fourth quarter. Cervantes pulls from 30. That one is no good. And it's easily cleared away by Colby Krein. Well, not the shot probably wanted there by head coach Caleb Gatzmeier. That just gives the possession right back to the Cause, and now Hanchak and a foul on Cervantes. That is his first, and team foul number four. So the final 2:20. Cause are going to be in the bonus. They lead it by 14. Was a 20-point lead for the Cause entering this fourth and final quarter, down to 14. Here's Krein in the corner for three. Thought he was fouled. No whistle. And it's cleared away by, once again, Jenner Young. Here's Carney straight away with 2 minutes to go. Floats it in the lane. Partially blocked. No whistle there. And a rebound for Houston Habiger. Now the Cause slowing it up with under 2 minutes to go, leading by 14. Time running out for Valley Falls here tonight. They made a very interesting push here midway through the fourth quarter, but barring anything crazy, the Cause certainly take advantage. Running some time here each possession. 61-47 lead, 10 on the shot clock here, 1:35 to go in the game. Easton Graves on the dribble, working on Cervantes, high arcing, floater with the right hand is no good. Rebound cleared away by Brayson Miller, but good time off the clock there for the Cause. Carney, right corner, three on the way, high off the front rim, rebound for Krein, and he's fouled. We'll walk the other way, 90 feet left to right, free throws here for Perry LeCompton. Jenner Young picks up his second foul, Colby Krein going to the line to shoot two for Perry LeCompton. A minute 19 to go, 61-47 Cause. And head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, it appears, might be calling off the Dogs, going deep into the bench here. Chandler Martin's about to check in, Grady Smith as well. As Colby Krein is at the line to shoot two, another good night for him. His first point that hasn't come from behind the arc. Five threes and 15 points before that made free throw. Now 16 for Krein. Ethan Gomez checking in here. So both teams going deep into the bench late. And some younger cats involved. Guys with less experience here this season. 62-47. Krein still one more freebie to go. And that one spins out no good. He goes one for two. Rebound for Chandler Martins in Valley Falls, approaching the final minute here. Martins up top. Perry LeCompton leading it by 15. Straight away, it's Grady Smith in the corner. Brayson Miller for three. This one a little bit long. Tipped into the hands of Caden Baker, and the cause with a minute to go, leading by 15. We'll slow it down into the front court from left to right. Matt Simmons here wants a timeout for a substitution. And Erdley will come back into the game. 6 foot senior Ozzie Erdley will check in. And also coming in late, Tanner Wheat, the 5'10 sophomore. Tanner Wheat appearing in his fifth game this season. And will also bring back Thomas Marcelino as well. 55 seconds to go. Perry LeCompton going to get to 15-7 on the year. Valley Falls going to drop to 14-8. After the decision here tonight. Here's Graves, still lit up top. Erdley a three. They want him to hit it. And there it is. Ozzie Erdley from downtown. He was 0-for-5 this season from the floor. His first bucket in the second-to-last game of the regular season. Final 34 seconds here. 65-47 cause. Fans were loving that. Here's Grady Smith. How about that? The junior from downtown for Valley Falls. He answers with his second made basket this season. And his first from behind the arc. Shot clock turned off. This should do it. Final 15 seconds going to run off the clock. Both teams just settling back. Students want the cause to take another shot. Don't see any reason for that. And Perry LeCompton with the outside shot tonight. Per usual, doing it from downtown. Double-digit made threes and a big-time win against Valley Falls. Cause gets the sweep. Boys final tonight, 65-50 over the Dragons. Our postgame coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here one final time on KNTA. Megan Sturton on the ones and twos. Brandon Tamman with you, wrapping things up here at Perry LeCompton tonight. Cause getting the sweep. Girls final 56-35. Boys final over Valley Falls 65-50. Our post game brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Dive into some of the numbers here as Perry LeCompton, with the win tonight, improving to 15-7 overall. And with Valley Falls losing tonight, they drop to 14-8 going into the final game of the regular season on Friday night. Again, going through some of the numbers here, Perry LeCompton, they were just balanced across the board with 13 made threes. Houston Habiger led the way, 18 points and 5 rebounds. They got 16 and 5 threes from Colby Krein, 15 in the book as well for Easton Graves. He knocked down 3 threes. Then outside of that, you had 5 points, 5 rebounds from Dayton Tucker, 3 points from Ozzie Erdley, and 2 points from Caleb Confer. Perry LeCompton, just 8 turnovers tonight. They had 26 rebounds. They were 4 of 6 at the line, and they knocked down 13 triples in this game. Forgot one scoring mention, and that was Ronnie Baker. Again, senior night here at Perry LeCompton, getting it done, getting a start, hadn't played all season because of an injury due to the football season. And I'm just getting an update here. Is that true? Oh, my goodness. Okay. So seeing that, just kind of switching gears here. Sorry about that. Appreciate it, brother. So if I was saying it earlier tonight, Pleasant Ridge, a win over Riverside would give Valley Falls the outright Northeast Kansas League championship. And the update I got was Pleasant Ridge knocked off Riverside tonight, was just told. So that would mean Valley Falls, the outright league champs in the Northeast Kansas League, despite losing by 15 here tonight. So again, sorry, kind of switch gears there, but just getting that update, had to get it, as that was big-time news in the Northeast Kansas League. But again, going to Valley Falls now in the loss tonight. Colin Carney, 21 points and 9 rebounds. Damian Cervantes had 11 points and a couple of boards as well. Flint Seymour in double figures, he had 10. 3 as well for Grady Smith and Brayson Miller. And 2 points as well tonight for Duncan Alvarenga. Dragons had 12 turnovers. They were 3 for 4 at the line. They knocked down 7 threes and had 28 rebounds. But again, looking for confirmation, but was just told Pleasant Ridge beating Riverside tonight in the boys' contest, which means, if that's the case, Valley Falls, the Northeast Kansas League champs here in 2025-26. So looking for confirmation on that final score. But again, big win for Perry LeCompton both ways. Again, the girls' final, 56-35. Boys' final, 65-60. Let's get our player of the game here for the boys' contest, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. It's going to be hard. It is always hard when you have 3 players scoring 15 or more points. But again, Colby Krein had 5 threes tonight, 16 points. But just Houston Habiger, the way he set the tone early, he had 13 in the first half. Finished the game with 18 and 5 rebounds. He was making tough shot after tough shot. His mid-range game is just one of the best in the Big East. And Houston Habiger, why not, here on senior night. The junior getting our player of the game nod, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. All right, so both these teams have one more game left in the regular season, playing league opponents on Friday night, but non-league games. Both have wrapped up Their league schedules, of course, Valley Falls. They will be on the road at Jackson Heights. Perry Compton also on the road. Non-league against the Big East League opponents in Royal Valley. Here at KNZA, Friday night, we'll be back in the Roundhouse. Regular season finale, another Big East versus NEKL matchup. This time it'll be Hiawatha hosting Riverside. We'll have that to close out the regular season on Friday night here on KNZA. Perry Compton sweep over Valley Falls tonight. For Megan Sturt, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.